we are. I've enjoyed the good preaching today, and I would really, if I had my rathers, I would really just rather just preach one of them scattergun, just preach against everything that moves, and move some things to preach on. But this has been on my heart all day, sitting back there, and I was actually working on it a little bit when the preacher said something here, and so I'm just going to try to preach it, all right? Out of the book of Psalm 24, and I appreciate the men of God that preached to us last night. I don't know a man in this country I have as much confidence in as I do Brother Ronnie Sutton. And preaching last night was tremendous. And since we've been coming, the preaching has been good. But all things must come to an end. So here we are. Amen. Amen. Psalm 24. Now, if we're going to plow mule, we've got to give him something to drink here. Can I get this right here? Amen. Let me get me a dab of this water here. Where you want me to put it at?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, how about that? Is that okay? Okay, thank you. I just didn't hear it. I wasn't listening, I guess. Psalm 24. Would you like to stand, if you will? Stand. I did think about this. Now, Brother Norris got saved at church. I got saved at the house. He had a totally different testimony than I have. He got saved at church. I got saved at the house. But when he began to tell that, something on the inside started saying, amen. I know exactly what he's talking about. And I guarantee you, I thought about old Zacchaeus. The Bible said when Jesus come to the place and he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. I guarantee you, Zacchaeus will be the one up in heaven and say, I can tell you about the time and I can take you to the place. I'm glad there is a place where I know that I met the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the place. Marvelous place where I met the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Psalm 24, and we'll begin reading here in verse number 7. I'll be respectful to the other men of God that will be coming to preach, and I appreciate the honor to preach. Psalm 24 and verse number 7, the Bible said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. This King of glory, the Lord of hosts, he's the King of glory. Selah. Thank you. You can be seated. This psalm was probably written, according to what we've been able to find out, was probably written when the Ark of the Covenant was taken up from the house of Obed-Edom and brought into the to Jerusalem, and the Bible said David danced before the Lord. Now, that's been alluded to a couple of times today. That's not talking about doing the cricket jiggle, amen. He danced before the Lord. As a boy, I remember seeing Miss Mulkey do the holy dance, and I never got over that and never forgot it. But he was dancing before the Lord, so that's the background a little bit. But verse 10, there's a rhetorical question answered here now. He poses this question. He knows the answer. He just wants to pose the question to the reader, who is the King of glory? And this question, some have not answered yet, who really is the King of glory? But I can say no doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ is the King of glory. And in our text, we see the title Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. It's found 6 times, and it is Jehovah, the existing one. Never had a beginning, never had an ending. He just is. But who could this be talking about? And I want to preach a little bit today on the King of glory. Zechariah chapter number 12, verse 10, Jehovah talking said, I will pour upon the house of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me, whom they pierce. So that's God talking. That's Jehovah. Revelation chapter number 1 verse 7 said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall bewail him. Even so, amen." So in the context, I was talking about Jesus. Zechariah 12 said, "They're going to look upon me whom they pierced." Revelation 1 said that Jesus will be looked upon, and every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him. Isaiah 42 verse 8 said, "I'm the Lord, that's my name, and my glory will I not give to another." Yet in John 17:5, Jesus said, "And now, O Father, glorify thyself with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." John 1:1 said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Verse 14 said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I'm talking about the King of glory. I'm talking about the man that's 100% man and 100% God. He is the King of glory. He looked so much like a man when he was baptized by John the Baptist, but it was so much God that the Spirit came down and abode on him in the form of a dove. He had so much glory. Hey, he said, "Fill up them water pots over there." Sounded just like any other man, but he had so much glory. He could turn that water into wine. He looked so much like a man. He said, "Who is this that touched my clothes?" But it was so much God with so much glory. He said, "Daughter, thy sins be forgiven thee." He looked so much like a man when he walked on the shores of Galilee. But he had so much glory, he could walk on the water. Hey, listen, he had so much glory. He was hungry. He was tempted, but could not sin. I'm talking about the King of glory. He had so much like a manly character. He said, "I'm thirsty." But it was so much God had so much glory. He told that woman, "Honey, I'll give you a drink of water. You won't never thirst again." He was so much like a man that he got hungry. But he had so much glory. He said, "I am the bread of heaven." He said, "If you'll just take a bite of me, you won't never hunger again." He was so much like a man that he wept over the grave of Lazarus. But he had so much glory. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came forth. Hey, he was so much like a man on the road to Emmaus. He said, "What things are y'all talking about?" But he had so much glory, he began to expound the things in the Word concerning himself. Hey, he looked so much like a man there in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he had so much glory. He arose from a garden tomb. I say, Jesus Christ, he is the King of glory. It's magnificent glory. It's majestic glory. It's marvelous glory. It's mighty glory. It's manifested glory. He had a glorious birth and a glorious background, and he's got glorious blood. Hey, listen, it's supernatural glory, and it's strengthening glory, it's securing glory, it's settled glory, and it's satisfying glory, it's saving glory, it's sanctifying glory, it's shining glory, it's saving glory. And you can get under the spell where the glory comes out. He is the King of glory. Psalm 38 verse 5, I said we to sing about his glory. Psalm 148 verse 13 said we're to shout about his glory. It's gorgeous glory. It's guarding glory. It's guiding glory. It's grand glory. It's guaranteed glory. Thank God, it is great glory. There was glory in his creation. There's glory in his manifestation, but there's glory in his salvation. Psalm 21 verse 5, I feel a little bit better now. Psalm 21 verse 5, to him be every bit of the glory. Psalm 21 verse 5 said, his glory is great in thy salvation. Hey, there's nothing more glorious than seeing an old sinner get saved by the grace of God. There's nothing more glorious than to see somebody condemned and get up converted. There's nothing more glorious than seeing somebody headed toward hell, and if a half a second later, they're headed toward heaven. You say, who could do that? Only the King of glory. Only Jesus could put us in the house of God here on a Friday afternoon, saved by the grace of God. That's all you can say. It's glory. Hey, you know the songwriter had it right when he said glory to his name. Hey, listen, it's blessed glory. It's bountiful glory. It's bright glory. It's beneficial glory. It's beautiful glory. It's breathtaking glory. Jesus is the King of glory. It's enlightening glory. It's encouraging glory. It's exciting glory. It's excellent glory. It's extraordinary. extraordinary glory. He is the King of glory. It's cleansing glory and comforting glory. It's compelling glory. It's charming glory. It's certain glory. It's compassionate glory. Jesus is the King of glory. It's undefiled glory and unmatched glory and unchangeable glory, unmistakable glory. It's unique glory. It's unanimous. He is the King of glory. He's the King of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hey, that's all they could say. Shepherds watching over their flocks by night, and they're out in the field, and they're protecting those sacrifices that would go down there and shed their blood. Little did they know there's something happening over there on the other side of town. The King of glory was being born. Well, when the angels showed up to tell them of the good tidings, you know all they could say? Glory to God in the highest. He's the King of glory. Amen. It's holy glory, and it's helpful glory. It's hopeful glory, heartwarming glory. Hey, it's heavenly glory. It's high octane glory. Amen. Hey, he's the glorious Lamb that gives a glorious life, a glorious liberty, with glorious love. And from a glorious Lord, it has to be because he's the King of glory. Hey, it's adoring glory, almighty glory, adorning glory, amazing glory, abundant glory, astounding glory, absolute glory. And if you ever get into glory, it'll be appreciated glory. Amen. He's the King of glory. His glory cannot be shared. His glory cannot be shaken. But his glory can be seen. Exodus 33, after the golden calf, Moses made intercession for the people. And verse number 18 of Exodus 33 said, show me thy glory. Now, Brother Pace preached on this last year. You need to get that. But I got thinking about that, how he said, show me thy glory. God said in verse 20, said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, they behold, there's a place by me. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. It shall come to pass while my glory passeth by. I will put thee in the cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. He said, and I will take away my hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And you know what happened to Moses? And Preacher Biddle quoted it a while ago there, when he's talking about how thou gospel be here to them that are lost through the light of the glorious gospel. Hey, do you know how glorious it is to be able to get in on the gospel? Do you know how glorious it is to be able to see God move in our life? Moses saw the glory of God, and they had to put a veil over his face. He had so much glory, and he didn't really get all of what God had as far as his glory is concerned. Hey, I thought about John the Beloved. He saw all the things that the Lord Jesus Christ did. He saw the lepers healed. He saw the blinded eyes open. He saw the Lord touch many, many people, and he really didn't. I mean, he wrote it down to the great things that the Lord had did. But when he saw the Lord Jesus Christ in all of his glory on the Isle of Patmos in the book of the Revelation, John saw him in all of his glory. Now, he wasn't really affected by it that much on this earth. But when he saw the Lord in all of his glory, he fell at his feet as a dead man. Buddy, I tell you what, that's a lot of glory. As a matter of fact, he's got so much glory today, we're going to have a glorified body to even be around it. You say, why? Because he's the King of glory. Hey, it's terrific glory. It's tremendous glory. It's true glory. It's triumphant glory. Hey, it's thoughtful glory. It's thundering glory. He's the King of glory. His glory cannot be exchanged. It cannot be endangered. It cannot be eclipsed. It can't be exceeded, but it can be enjoyed. I like it when we can get around and get where the glory is. 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, Solomon dedicated the temple. He prayed and the fire came down. The Bible said the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Back in the Old Testament, the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Here in this dispensation you and I live in, how the glory of God fills this house.
But I don't understand every once in a while. Now, I'm not saying you got to do it out in public. And I'm not saying you got to do it every church service. But every once in a while, you get to realizing who's on the inside, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I can't understand every once in a while if you got to get by yourself, if you got to get in a pine thicket somewhere and just lift your hand toward heaven and let the glory of God fill this house. That's what we need. Hey, listen, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I'm talking about sorry, a rotten outfit as I am, and the glory of God still dwells on the inside. Hey, thank God it's the King of glory. Hey, and it said not the, he said the King of glory, not a king. Jesus didn't have to wait to be king. He was king when he got here. Amen. Hey, Brother Norris, I thought about this. Brother Norris preached on that on the thief. You know, the thief knew a lot more than a lot of these theologians today. He said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Now, every king's got to have a kingdom. So when he said that, he's acknowledging him as being the king. Hey, listen, he knew that the world hadn't seen the last of the king. Let me say, they thought that they had done away with the Lord of glory. That's what the Bible said. They thought they had done away with him. But after 3 days and three nights, there was a glorious resurrection. And because of the glorious resurrection, one of these days there's going to be a glorious rapture and a glorious return when the King of glory comes back in all of his glory. Hey, the Bible said in Revelation chapter number 19, verse 16, said, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and the Lord of lords. One golden day break. The trump's going to sound and the King of glory is going to step out. Hey, listen, he's the king. He's not a king. Hey, everybody talks about the king of this and the king of that. Thank God we serve the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And the world ain't seen the last of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Samuel chapter number 2 verse 8 said he raiseth up the poor from the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill. Had to set him among princes to make them inherit the throne of glory. I'm so glad this afternoon that I know that when I leave, I've got a better place to go. Has so much glory. We'll just be saying glory to his name. The angels are saying glory, but their company not converted. Hey, there wouldn't be nothing wrong with you and I today lifting up our hands toward heaven and say, thank you, Jesus. You really are the King of glory. You really are the glorious one. Hey, he's got a glorious name and a glorious nature. Hey, listen, the Bible said in Philippians chapter number 2, said, wherefore God also highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I'm talking about we got a better place to head one day to see the King of glory. Revelation chapter number 20 here, I thought about how people say, how's that place up there in heaven going to be? I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be so much glory and there's going to be so much light. Bible said in verse number 11 of chapter number 19, said, and I saw heaven open and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him called Faithful and True. You say you in a saddle club? I sure am. Amen. I'm in a white horse saddle club. Amen. Said Faithful and True. Righteousness, he does judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns. Had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were with him in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 16 said he had a name that is King of kings and the Lord of lords. And then he said in verse number 1 of chapter number 21, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Verse 10 said, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, having the glory of God. And her light was as a stone most precious, even a jasper, clear as crystal. Verse 21 said, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as that were transparent glass, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten in it. Hey, the reason we go into a glorious city is because that glorious Lord came by on one glorious day and rescued us out of that old horrible mess we was in and put us in a glorious cloud. Hey, you know the Bible calls it a glorious church. Hey, listen, the most glorious thing you'll ever be associated with, Ephesians 3:21 said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout ages, world without end. And the Holy Ghost said, put in an amen right there. Hey, he's the King of glory because of his works and because of his wonder and because of his wealth and because of his warrant. He's the champion of glory. He's compassed with glory. He's complete with glory. Hebrews 2:9 said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, and that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. And verse number 10, I said, he has made us partakers of that same glory. Oh, what a glorious day when Jesus passed by our way, rescued us, put us on our heavenly way, put us in the house of God, made us part of the church, the glorious church. And the Bible does say that there's going to be a day that'll come in our life where he's going to present us faultless. And the Bible said with exceeding joy, and he's going to present us as a glorious bride. Now, we don't look like a whole lot today. Hey, but thank God one of these days, the Lord's going to say, how do you like them now? Look at them now. I know they looked bad when I found them. And I know they wasn't looking good when I found them. But look at them now. And the Bible said he's going to do that with exceeding joy. I believe Jesus is going to glory over his glorious purchase. And there's going to be a glorious presentation at a glorious place. You say, why? Because the King of glory is going to be there, and that's why it's got to be a glorious place. Jesus Christ really is the King of glory. Hey, he came back the first time. He came to give his life. At the revelation, he's coming to give Israel the land. When he come the first time, he came to endure the cross. When he comes the next time, he's going to enjoy a coronation. When he came the first time, he was a lamb slain. When he comes again, he'll be the lion of the tribe of Judah. When he came the first time, he came to suffer on a tree. But when he comes the second time, he's going to come sit on a throne. And he's going to rule for 1,000 glorious years. And we'll be right there with him in all of our glory. I'm thinking, boy, how in the world did I get here? And we'll look at the wounds in his hands. And we'll say, we got here because of the King of glory. I'll tell you today, without a doubt, you can't argue about it. Hey, listen, I know I got a lot of questions. But one question I believe I got settled in my heart some 12 years ago, that Jesus Christ, without a doubt, no need to debate, no need to discuss it, Jesus Christ is the King of glory. I'm glad he's my King. He is the King of glory. Thank you,
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.